Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Let's begin. In episode 9, I believe, I touched on beliefs, and in episode 11, Healing Touch, I showed how what you believe in has an effect on your health. Today, I'm staying on beliefs, but I'm going to bring some astrology into the subject. In my first podcast, I mentioned a ride of the day I had, and then I said, go read the blog. The astrology ride of the day is my blog. I would average about 20 rides a day. Out of those 20 rides, let's say 5 would end up in an astrology conversation because people would ask if driving is all I do. Or during the conversation, I would get a feeling of a sign, and just being curious and knowing if I was right, I would ask, when was their birthday? And then the conversation would begin. From those encounters, I started writing a blog based on the best conversation of the day. I named it the Astrology Ride of the Day. If you're on Instagram or Facebook, just type in hashtag Astrology Ride of the Day, one word, most of it should come up. Anyway, it just feels like now's the time to talk about this particular ride after the last two podcasts. The name of it is called An Offer I Can't Refuse. Now, I had been doing readings by this time for a little while, and I started to get more confident in what I do, you know what I mean? So I picked this guy up from the airport. I had all types of rides from all around the world, but this guy would be my first. He had this orange robe with a white t-shirt on. One shoulder was covered with the robe, the other shoulder was exposed, and you could see the t-shirt. I've seen people wear this on TV before on the streets, but I never met one up close. At first, I thought Hare Krishna. Hey, it was the airport, you know what I mean? But this guy was Asian descent, so I just asked, what's up with the robe? He says, I'm a Buddhist monk. Now I'm fascinated. When I was a kid, one of my favorite shows was Black Belt Theater. I'm probably dating myself, but they used to come on every weekend, the karate movies, when the words would not line up with the people's lips because they were speaking whatever language, and English might be 3 words to their whole sentence. Well, in those movies, the Shaolin monk was the shit. They used to fight like animal styles, like monkey, tiger, crane style, you know? Their fighting style would mimic that animal's movement. Hey, I was a kid, you know? It was cool. The second reason is because different cultural beliefs are cool to understand as well. So I asked, what is Buddhism? He said, I can't answer that. I said, why? He said, because that's the wrong question. I said, well, what is the right question? He said, what has Buddhism done for me? By the way, you've heard me mention, what has astrology done for me? Well, I got it from this guy. So I asked, what has Buddhism done for you? He starts talking about peace within, meditation, how you treat people, and balance, and, you know, a few other things. I said, I make custom t-shirts. I have a shirt I make that has Peace Within on the front. I also write a blog, and I end it with Know Thyself, Balance Your Energy. By this time, I'm curious what his sun sign could possibly be. With Sagittarius ruling higher learning and beliefs, and this guy was in town, going to school, getting his master's degree in Buddhism, and he is a monk. I was leaning Sag, like more Sagittarius, but I didn't guess, so I asked. He said where he's from, they didn't keep good records like birth certificates, but he gave me a date that he believed it was. It was right in the middle of Scorpio season, so if he was off a few days, I think it would be safe to say he was Scorpio. He asked why. I said, I'm an astrologer. I'm just curious of your energy. Then he asked, what would that make me? I said, a Scorpio. Then he asked me about Scorpio energy, so I told him about Scorpio. While telling him, I said, Scorpio rules deep bonded relationships. Scorpios like to bond with people, but they can't bond with people they can't trust. So they hate liars and fake people. Don't lie to a Scorpio, they will cut you off. He stopped me at this point and said, I once had a friend who lied to me. I broke off the friendship. Me knowing Scorpio is fixed, as in hold energy, water, that can hold onto grudges, I asked how long was this ending of a friendship. He said it's been 7 years. That's when I stopped and was like, wait a minute.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.